Andrew Dambrill, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you for your interest, Levon.
The Marine Environmental Protection Committee hearing of the International Maritime Organization opened on July 3rd. And one of the issues that is being discussed is the heavy fuel oil ban in the Arctic. Can you tell me, Canada had made a proposal on this issue, supported by several countries. What is happening with that proposal?
That proposal was submitted a few months ago, and it was included on the agenda for discussion here at the IMO. Co-sponsors were Finland, the Netherlands, Germany, Norway, the United States.
And Iceland, if I'm right.
And Iceland, sorry. I just blanked on the last one. And Iceland. And it was calling for the IMO to put mitigation measures for the use of heavy fuel oil on the agenda here and to strike a working group to start discussing those mitigation measures and putting them in place eventually.
Now, for those of our listeners and readers who are not very familiar with the heavy fuel oil issue, can you give a brief resume again? Why is this important?
75% of the ships transiting in the Arctic, whether that's for community resupply or fishing vessels or tourism vessels or pleasure craft, carry and use HFO, heavy fuel oil. And heavy fuel oil is a thick, viscous, residual fuel, which needs to be heated up in order for it to be used, that produces high amounts of soot, particulate matter, and black carbon. And also, if it is spilled in the Arctic environment, it creates this type of emulsion on the ocean surface, which is a foamy, thick substance, and it can impact marine mammals and birds that frequent the surface. It also persists longer than any other type of fuel if it was spilled. So it has a higher potential of washing ashore and creating more damage. So that's why many in the environmental community and Arctic states, even the Arctic Council, have put this issue forward as one of the major threats to marine biodiversity and also the livelihoods of people who depend on the ocean for their food.
Now, at the last hearing, if I'm not mistaken, in April of 2016 at the MPEC 70, Russia was one of the states that kind of objected to it for various reasons. What has been the Russian positions this time?
The Russian position has evolved, and it's anticipated that they won't block the decision of the IMO body to develop mitigation measures. They are hesitant about phasing the fuel out, but they are in favor of looking at ways to mitigate the impacts, whether that's through routing measures, routing away ships from sensitive areas, talking about ship design, increasing some safety standards and pollution standards around ships. So Russia has, I think the international community has spoken quite decisively about the need to look at this issue, and I think Russia is starting to take seriously what the international community has been saying and are willing to talk about ways to mitigate the impact of the use of HFO.
Now, one of the other issues that was discussed at the MEPC meeting in October of 2016 was the 2020 deadline for reducing the cap on the sulfur content of the fuel oil to 0.5%. What's happening with that measure?
That's moving ahead. There is a hard deadline of 2020 for ships to move away from 3% or 2.5% sulfur to 0.5% sulfur. What's happening in the refining industry is they're adjusting to this new measure by including a blend of diesel and heavy fuel oil in order for shipping operators to meet that 0.5 standard. The issue with heavy fuel oil, as I've mentioned, if it is spilled, there are high impacts. So with the 0.5 standard coming into force, it will reduce ship emissions, but it's anticipated that many operators will use a blend of diesel and heavy fuel oil. So the heavy fuel oil will still be a risk. And that's why we need to look at phasing it out completely.
There was also an issue with something called scrubbers. Can you explain what scrubbers are and why environmental groups are concerned about their use?
Scrubbers will allow operators to continue to use heavy fuel oil. And as I just said, the spill risk will still remain if operators switch to diesel HFO blend and the use of scrubbers. It won't eliminate the spill risk. The other part to this is black carbon. Scrubbers don't eliminate black carbon from fuels. They just eliminate sulfur. And you can only use particulate filters if you use diesel. You actually can't use them on heavy fuel oil because it's so toxic and heavy. They clog up these filters. So that's another reason to completely move away from heavy fuel oil, is that if you're using diesel or an alternative fuel, you actually are able to use filters which can filter out black carbon. And as your listeners may know, black carbon is a cause of local warming, local climate change. When it gets deposited on ice or snow, it increases the melt rate of that snow and increases global warming. So the risk to increasing climate change, to spill impacts, are only reduced if you completely phase out the use of heavy fuel oil.
Andrew, the last time when we spoke, you were also working in an alliance with Arctic indigenous groups. What's going on with that partnership?
They're here again for this meeting. We're having another meeting with the Secretary General, which is happening tomorrow. The Arctic Indigenous groups are still looking for permanent status. To remind everybody that the International Maritime Organization has no Indigenous representation in its member organizations. There aren't any NGOs, there's no intergovernmental organizations, and no states that have Indigenous representation. For the first time, Canada has included an Indigenous representative on their delegation. This is a very positive step. The first time it's ever happened at the IMO, and Canada has made that step. Someone from the ICC, Inuit Circumpolar Council, has been included in the delegation. So I think there are small steps that are happening at the IMO. Much more has to be done in order for them to have a permanent voice here.
Now, what's happening today, and what do you expect from this meeting?
The agenda item on HFO is either going to come up this afternoon or tomorrow morning. We are hopeful that the IMO, for the first time, will commit to mitigating the impacts of HFO in the Arctic. And what that commitment will look like is to develop a working group to talk about specific measures, which over the next year we'll hammer out an agreement, and our hope is it'll come back to the MEPC and measures will be agreed to mitigate the impact of the use of heavy fuel oil.
So this is a long-term project.
Yes, the IMO is as slow as molasses when it comes to putting new rules in place for shipping activity. It's a long political negotiation, technical negotiation, meetings after meetings. It's built on consensus. The IMO is built on consensus decision making, and so that's one of the reasons it takes so long for measures like HFO phase out or measures to reduce the risk to be put in place. Many people have to be consulted. Lots of technical information has to be considered before new regulations are put in place.